This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've done a couple of stories past couple of weeks on retirement, the upshot of which has basically been that saving for retirement is really hard because life is expensive. But, and this is not going to be welcome news, things don't get any easier when you actually hit retirement age because you don't know how long you're going to need the money to last, if you take my meaning. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Retirement has a lot of upsides, like not working. But it can also be a really stressful moment for people.
Obviously, the financial thing, you know, we're not exactly sure how much we will need to live on.
Darlene Dickerson is 65. She and her husband in New Orleans are getting ready to retire.
We won't have the income that we've been used to, so we're going to have to decide which things are most important to us and which things we're willing to give up.
Tough choices abound. And at this point, she's not quite sure what to do with their savings.
Of course, nobody is, because you don't know how long you're going to live. So coming to grips with that is emotionally a little strange.
That question of how long you're going to live is at the core of what many retirees are grappling with. 71% of Americans say one of their top three retirement goals is having enough money to last a lifetime. But how much to spend each year when you don't know how long you're going to be around to spend it?
People really need to, one, accept that this is a really hard financial problem.
Allison Schrager is a pension economist.
I mean, no one ever really talks about this phase of retirement. Everyone's very focused on the saving part and are you in the right funds and are you getting the right advice? But the spend down post-retirement problem is significantly harder.
There are a couple of pieces of conventional wisdom, though.
What most economists say is buy an annuity. Take that wealth, buy an annuity.
Specifically, something called an income annuity. That is where you hand over a chunk of cash, usually not your whole nest egg, but a chunk, to an insurance company after you retire. They commit to giving you a check every month or every year for as long as you live.
The risk of living too long means you have to hold on to all this extra money and underspend. When you buy an annuity, what it is you end up in this pool. Some people live too much longer than they expect. Some people live much shorter. And so the risk can be spread across all these different people.
Economists love this idea. They love income annuities.
No one else feels that way.
It's still a very, very small part of the investment world.
Robert Kersner is CEO of LIMRA, a financial services industry group. On the one hand, he says the income annuity market has been growing as more retirees start to look for ways to hedge against rising lifespans. In 1996, sales were at $2.8 billion.
It'll be about $12 billion in 2016.
Big increase, sure, but it still represents no more than 0.2% of retiree savings in the U.S.
We have a lot more education that needs to take place.
Income annuities may need more than that.
Right now, it's a low interest rate environment.
Bruce Wolf directs the BlackRock Retirement Institute. The insurance company you give your savings to uses it to make money and pay you a monthly check. Low interest rates mean they aren't making much money, so those checks people get are lower than a lot of people would like. Interest rates may rise in the future, and that might improve sales. But the other issue is it's just really hard psychologically to hand over a piece of your savings to some financial services firm.
When you talk to people about the characteristics associated with an annuity, people find them very attractive. But then when it gets to the point of having to make that kind of lifelong commitment, people seem to back away.
And financial planners say giving up a piece of your savings in exchange for guaranteed income also has an opportunity cost for people. Scott Benner is with Kutcher Rhodes & Benner, a financial planning firm.
In exchange for the certainty they're getting, they're giving up a lot of return.
It can seem alluring to put your savings into the market in one way or another, to get returns there, which is why a lot of planners say, well, talk about it with a financial planner. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.